This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday. Is there a little bit of rhythm there? Tis Tuesday. Tis. We have to have one more for it to be an alliteration. Today, it is Tuesday, the 11th of December. How do you do? That's the DJV program, the DJV show, DJV experience, with the J being Jennifer Horn and the V being Victoria Keelan, along with Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. Let us get to, maybe, if we're fortunate, Jennifer will have some nuts in the news for us.
There are a lot of nuts in the news, actually, because today is the big day. It is the sequel of the meeting between Donald, Chuck, and Nancy. That's what's happening. At the White House today. They're looking to keep the government open because they have to fund the government for it to not shut down. And at stake right now is, again, a battle over immigration and the wall. Of course, the images of the migrants at the border, storming the border, trying to rush in, getting into altercations with Border Patrol and military and Mexican law enforcement officials is not helping the fight, because it just adds a little more fuel to the fire. So, and the question is, will there be funding for a border wall in the next government funding package? And Nancy Pelosi, who has supported immigration packages in the past, says no. Chuck Schumer says, yes, we'll put $1.6 billion in for the wall. And Trump says, well, we need five. So there will be a lot of negotiating, a lot of going back and forth. I think at this point, probably Trump doesn't have a whole lot to lose, so he will probably try to fight for the $5 billion. If it was $5 million, he could make that overnight. $5 billion it'll take to build that border wall, and I think he probably has the support of the people on his side as far as the clash of the border goes. So it'll be interesting to see how it all comes out. Again, it's more arguing, it's more posturing. What really should happen is that everybody should come to the table and do a little negotiating to try to really get meaningful immigration reform done. But that seems like high hopes when you have all of the polarization that you have in politics right now.
So I'm going to do, remember when we used to ask, what would Jesus do? Remember? You would ask in a situation.
Sure, yeah.
What would Jesus? Okay, let's change that and ask, what would Michael do? Just for giggles and chuckles and
as in Bloomberg?
As in Bloomberg, yes.
Huh.
So, see, isn't that interesting food for thought? Very interesting. Food for thought. Not that I have.
Well, I mean, stands for immigration. I don't think I know that.
Yeah, and that's a good question. But it also, on sort of a more macro level, I don't really know what his negotiation style is. We know Trump likes to negotiate, and he's good at that. So I don't know.
Okay, so here I'll answer that question, because I know somebody. I know Bloomberg not well, only met him a couple of times, because a very close friend of mine was in charge of his radio division for a number of years. Matter of fact, maybe she's still there, but she's close. She was, anyway. And so I remember going up there, seeing the whole operation. I used to love going to New York and go to his place because they have all that food. Everything. It was a huge, this is even before he got to be the size that he is now. But there was a huge, I think there were two floors, actually, in one of the buildings on Park Avenue. And everything was open. There were no offices, no cubicles. Everybody had a desk. He was in one corner, and everybody had access to him. Any questions, problems, let's go see if we can have the boss help us figure it out. And so what I gleaned out of that was the style that he has. I guess if you look at what he did when he was mayor of New York, he was pretty good as a consensus guy most of the time. Mm-hmm. Let's get this party together, that party together. Yeah. And let's figure it out. That's how he did business. That's how he built himself up to have a business that's worth $9 billion. And so I think the answer to the question is, pretty good negotiator.
Well, if you look at the five boroughs,
immigration, though, which would be what I'm interested in.
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but I don't think that under Bloomberg, I don't think that New York City would have been, I don't know how he feels about, like, the sanctuary city thing. That, to me, does not feel like that would go along with what Bloomberg would want.
I would think you're right about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's more of a de Blasio thing and much less of a Bloomberg practicality thing. Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I mean, we are, you know, it's a long ways off, 2020, but still, I think it's good to think about how other people might try to solve these problems, because we have so many problems to solve right now in our country, unfortunately.
Well, I just think it gets the conversation off of dead center. It's so polarizing with Trump on one side and the Democrats. It's so predictable. It's so uninteresting.
It's actually not predictable, because the stupid thing is that Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Donald Trump, all at one point in their lives, not in recent time, all agreed on what should happen with immigration. It's the fact that they've all changed their mind because nobody wants to give the other person a win. And that's what's so stupid, is that we have become, it really is, there's no other word to use but stupid. Because Democrats and Republicans actually agreed on the presentation that's in front of them on the table, including a border wall, which they voted on to fund, by the way, less than 10 years ago. You have the end to chain migration, the end to the lottery system. These were things that were approved by Democrats literally 10 years ago. And now we're completely changed, even though the problem has gotten worse, and you have people, like, sleeping at the border in a football stadium in Mexico. It just doesn't make any sense.
Now, what is going to happen to that? Where is that going? What's the result of that?
You have people that are sick. The people that are coming here are sick. 90% of them are not eligible for asylum. So they're just hanging out. And some of them have started to
Mexicans,
self-deport.
Any leadership there on the Mexico side?
Yeah, Mexico's
the new president, maybe, yeah. There might be some hope with the new president, but...
Why'd they let him get this far is the question also.
Well, that's a great question.
That was Mexico's problem, is that they let him in, but they actually stormed the border at Mexico's southern border, which is how they all got in. They just overwhelmed the amount of law enforcement there and just walked in.
Well,
still can't believe... I don't know. I've had friends who've been held up at gunpoint in Mexico. I still find it hard to believe that Mexico...
They have a deal.
Yeah, couldn't stop them after they stormed the border. You know, it's between the illegal federales, the real federales. Nobody knows who's who. It's
pay
a mess.
Everybody.
But I find that very difficult to believe. I think they all said, we're going to look the other way, and this is going to be America's problem. I think that's how they all agreed on it, and then the caravan kept going.
Well, it's a pretty ugly situation. Be nice to have a resolve to it, wouldn't it? Huh? Be nice if during this Christmas season we could resolve all our problems. Let's hold up our hands and contact the living, and let's hope, let's pray, let's hold the thought that a lot of these things are going to get themselves resolved somehow. They won't get resolved on their own. They've got to have some work. And one wonders if... I just think, and to go back to the Bloomberg thing for a minute, that Bloomberg, if with that specter, Trump's no dummy. He's going to know that if Bloomberg really is serious, that there's going to be some real serious work done. And I'm thinking, and I don't know why I'm thinking this, I'm just telling you this is what I'm thinking, that he'll be smarter and better and come around to reality. The possibility of a Bloomberg candidacy is different. There's a different force there than is the case with whoever else might be around. The people that Trump ran against before are not like Bloomberg. They just aren't.
Mm-mm. Nope.
What should he do with his company?
Sell it.
Because he says he won't. He says he's just going to keep it as it is. And I think that that's a huge conflict of interest.
I thought he was selling it. I thought
no.
Well, Trump didn't sell his company.
Nobody. He resigned as the chairman. And
so Bloomberg would do the same.
No. I just heard an interview. The reason I asked the question is because I just heard an interview with him yesterday. And he said he's going to keep everything the same at his media company and just trust that everybody will do the right thing in covering him.
Admit that he was going to run?
He said if he did, he's totally going to run. I mean, I wouldn't worry about that. I think he's going to run. He's in Iowa doing a radio interview, and that's where I heard all of this kind of spelled out, and he said that he was not, he didn't have plans to resign as chairman of Bloomberg, and I think that he should. I think that's what Trump did. That's what he should at least do.
If it comes down to it, Bloomberg will. Bloomberg is not a guy that anyone's got a lot of, you know, marks on his moral background or history. Like, he's going to, there's no way he wouldn't do the right thing, especially if he's running
for president. And his daughter's right there.
She's
become more active in his company.
Yes.
She's there. There's no, nah. No,
yeah. But the one thing, going back to your question, Doug, for a second, though, he is a very different candidate, and I would love to see those two debate, because he's the one guy
he wouldn't
that
take
you,
the bullying.
He wouldn't. Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't lose his cool, and and you cannot call him names like Trump calls everybody names, Little Marco and everybody else. That won't have any effect on Michael Bloomberg, and that will make Trump have to rise to a new level.
Yeah, they can call
but it doesn't
lines.
Matter. But you know what I'm
sure.
saying? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. Whatever nickname Trump wants to throw at him, it's gonna. Bloomberg's not going to take
that. He'll be above
thing.
The fray.
Yes, and it's going to force Trump to rise to a higher level and possibly debate real issues. I think it's going to be a great thing if he runs, just to see what Trump's going
to
do when he's really.
And the Democrats have to be scratching their head right now. Who are they even going to put up? Hillary again? Joe Biden?
No.
Oh, yeah, I think Bloomberg would be a... Hillary says she may run. There's supposed to be, like, somebody was speculating over the weekend there could be 40 candidates.
Oh, God. And half of them are going to be 80 years old.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The one thing I'm not a fan of.
Right. Let's have nobody over 72 running for president.
Well, it's not that you can't have that, but Bloomberg's going to be 78 in 2 years. It's just, you know, all of these people, it's it's already hard enough for young people. We saw what it did to Barack Obama. I mean, how easily
who's a good candidate, Kara, then, age-wise, that you can see on either side, side?
I don't know. I don't know that there is one or that one has emerged yet. And I'm not saying that they couldn't be good leaders and that they wouldn't be good options, but I feel like there has to be someone out there who's, you know, like in their 50s or 60s or, you know, 71 maybe.
Even 71.
Even with 71.
Woohoo!
All right, well, we're in the woohoo department. Look at this list of things that you get from Omaha Steaks. My heavens. This thing, I talked to the fellow that owns Omaha Steaks yesterday, and he's the fifth generation of people who have been in the family for over 100 years, basically butchering and selling beef. And now the business has changed a bit. It's been enhanced. It's broadened. You can get pretty much anything you want for the main course in your dinner by shopping at omahasteaks.com. But here's the way for you to get an entree. There's a fabulous deal right now, Omaha Steaks, amazing limited-time offer to the folks listening to the DJV program. When you go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code DJV into that search bar, you get 74% off the family gift package. Pork chops, fried steaks, meatballs, regular top sirloin steaks. It's just the list goes on, excuse me, and on and on and on. And there are kind of combo things you can put in here. Enhance the order. The offer is great. Omaha Steaks, that's all I have to tell you. Really. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DJV. What was $199, now $49.99. Check it out at OmahaSteaks.com.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Howdy, folks. Carl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket. But it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You may may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious lyric there. From the Christmas song collection that we have, the top 100 at number 21, this is that group Pentatonix, the great a cappella group that's so prominent at Christmas, and appropriately so, frankly, from this person's point of view. This song's called Hallelujah. You've heard it. Don't you like it?
I love this song. Yeah. This is a great version. I've never heard this.
Haven't you?
No.
Hallelujah. So we celebrate Christmas with one of these tunes every hour for next week or so, and then we'll step it up a little bit to get in the mood. Certainly we are now, because 2 weeks from today is Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yes, 2 weeks from today is Christmas. Next up, musically, Mel B., the story of the Spice Girl who apparently suffered some serious injuries in an accident requiring hospitalization and some emergency surgery. I don't know how much you ladies know about this. She updated fans about the incident in a series of Instagram posts, which she explained there. She went through what landed her in the hospital. Quote, suffering two broken ribs, several right-hand needling emergency care. 3 hour surgery to repair the damage. This kind of.
I don't know what. To answer your question, I don't. I follow her on Instagram, so I saw her in the hospital, and yeah. Somehow she severed her right hand, and that's what the surgery was.
Ooh.
I don't know what she did. it was originally being reported as a, she just, it was originally reported as a fall. So,
yeah.
And this, you know, oddly enough, this actually happened to my cousin 2 Christmases ago. He slipped on some ice and severed his hand and needed, like, multiple surgeries, too.
Ooh.
It's so weird. Maybe she slipped and fell, but it seems like it's kind of intense.
Yeah, I mean, her entire arm, I'm looking at a picture right now, her entire arm is just covered in a purple cast.
Mm. So, and she, the pictures of her in the hospital surrounded by the other Spice Girls. They're supposed to go on tour, aren't they? All but
yes.
Posh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, when are they going on tour? Early part of the year?
Early part of next year, in early spring.
Yeah. A couple, 3 months, you'll be able to, that stuff should be healing up.
The first thing I thought of, I don't know about you guys, but she was in an abusive relationship before, and I thought,
I thought that too. I was like, I hope the ex-husband's not involved in this.
Yeah. Well, let's hold a good thought for her. Wish her well. Also, in the musical news at the moment, the long awaited Aretha Franklin concert film called Amazing Grace, getting released early next year around the country. Following her death, the film, 1972 film, was unveiled at the New York City Film Festival ahead of the Oscar qualifying run in Los Angeles, New York. Her estate and the film distributor announced an agreement for the release of Amazing Grace, which captures her at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Watts in the choir when she was 29. It's the heart and soul of Aretha, so says Franklin's niece and personal rep. This film is authentic. It's my aunt and her core. Our family couldn't be more excited for audiences to experience it. I'm looking forward to seeing it, frankly. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There is suspense surrounding the president's upcoming decision of who to name to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff. Rumored to be on the president's shortlist, Republican North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, who won't say for sure whether he'd accept the position if offered.
You don't answer a question before it's asked, but I can say this, that because it's an honor, certainly I'm favorably inclined to at least have a discussion with the president.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in the special counsel's office to be back in court later today, a status conference that will follow the special counsel Robert Mueller's report that accuses Manafort of concealing direct and indirect interactions with White House officials, a claim that Manafort denies. Hundreds of thousands still without power in 6 states down south after a wintry storm, and this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How do you do? I'm just reading an email from somebody that I respect who's been in the radio business for almost as long as I have been, and he announced his retirement, and I just sent him some goodwill and some message of hope and happiness. Lots of people at this time. I noticed yesterday, Jennifer, that McIntyre at KBC called it quits. Every time I read the trades, I see more guys who are from my era who just say, okay, this is it. And at the end of the year, that's sort of when they feel like, either that or the beginning of the summer, one of those two times, let's just, we'll call it a day, we'll call it a week, call it a career. See you later, alligator. How many of you listening right now are thinking those same thoughts, thinking about your family, what you're doing with your life? Are you enjoying what you're doing? I just think it's something, and we all go through, it's an exercise. It isn't one, the ladies will tell you, I don't have those thoughts and I don't have that exercise because that's not where my head is. But I understand people who have family and older, I don't have any older relatives, so I don't have anybody to take care of. Mine are long gone. And so I had to just, these three urchins that are here, the wayward Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, I got to take care of them, but I don't have, and I got to take care of Miles and my two children. I guess that's about it. I have five big children and one small child to take care of. Now, they will tell you on occasion that they have to take care of me. Victoria will be the first in line. Yeah, 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 I know. I can hear it now. Your father called me yesterday two or three times, Jennifer. We were musing a little bit. Of course, he wanted to do a review of what we had talked about yesterday morning, and I've given up saying to him, why don't you go to bed?
He just stays up. He just works all the time. He's a vampire.
Yes, he is. I'm staying away from those teeth. So the thing that I just put this thought out there because it's in my head, and yeah, it is Christmas time and the end of the year. We have a new year to look forward to, and there are a lot of things that have happened this year to a lot of us that have been very good, some not so good. We're all in the same boat. It's what you either accept it or you make yourself miserable, and I don't choose to make myself miserable. Accept the things that you wish hadn't happened, and you move on. Because I think the primary cause of unhappiness is not really the situation, but your thoughts about the situation. And so think about your thoughts. Think what you're thinking. Thoughts are things. Separate the thoughts from the real situation, which kind of is it's a neutral sort of thing. Yeah, you can go either way. Look at all of the things that we talk about here that are public problems, and many times we address private problems that could be a reflection on things that you're trying to work through. I've been very solution-oriented with my radio work over the years, trying to find problems, and sometimes it's been silly, and sometimes it's been serious, sometimes it's been very self-focused, because I might have a problem that I want to work through, and I might mask it a little bit using somebody else's name, but it's always good to talk through things, think through things, work through things, and be thankful for all the good things that have happened, whether things end up the way you want them to or not. At the end of the day, through the course of things, hopefully there have been a lot of great things you can be thankful for, and hold that in your mind as you work through the holidays. Think about the blessings you have, because when it gets down to it, and I can tell you this, having been in Peru for 10 days, very poor country. People there, they're not starving, but they're not living the way we think living is like what it's like to live in America. And yeah, a lot of people complain, there's no more middle class. You don't even know what a middle class is until you go to a place like Peru. It's just, they think good money is $700-800 a month. That's what they consider. And if somebody's making $900, they have a lot of people that are working in skilled, for example, electricians, plumbers. They're doing a lot of building there, but they never finish their buildings because the federal law is if the building isn't finished, you can't be taxed. So they build buildings and they don't finish them. There's these half-finished buildings that people live in all over the place. And this looks the optics, unless you get to Lima, a couple of the other big cities that are on the coast that look like Fort Lauderdale, you're in a place like no man's land. It's like, well, anyway, the point is that we think we have it tough here, and some people do have it tough here. We sometimes don't do our duty to take care of people. When people can't take care of themselves, it is our job to take care of them. It really is. It isn't our job to take care of people who can take care of themselves. But we have this crazy system that's built on bribes, and somehow or other, hopefully, that gets fixed over our lifetime. But at any rate, we get to the end of the year. We got lots to be thankful for. And I just thought I would throw those thoughts out there because they were on my mind, frankly, looking at this guy saying goodbye. I'm not saying goodbye. Neither is anybody else. Hello? Victoria, hello. Victoria has the trending story. Hello.
Well, I've got some good business news. So we've been hearing a lot lately, the stock's kind of going up and down, and real estate people are arguing whether it's good or bad time to buy property. But one area of business that actually is on the rise and booming is quite a shock, at least to me, because we focus on technology a lot and Amazon and things like that. However, small independent bookstores are booming again. And
really?
that is something that no one saw coming. And so the American Booksellers Association has been commenting on this recently. There's a new report out, and they said the number of independent bookstores fell by approximately 40% during between the mid-90s and 2009. And since then, and of course that ties in with the recession and everything, so the sales have been up a little bit, creeping here and there over the last few years. And now, this year, there's a huge spike. It's almost 10% up in sales over a year ago. That's a huge increase. When you look at how other businesses may be recovering, that's a big increase, and especially in the era of brick and mortar stores closing left and right. In every city and every town, you can see lots of empty real estate, and a lot of that is just online sales. It's not just Amazon, but a lot of that has that's just the way business runs now and retail. But for some reason, the small business and small business Saturday was actually a really good indication that bookstores are back in a big way, and people are really enjoying.
Have you gone into one yourself? Anybody here gone into one of these newer, smaller books? The stores, the old ones, the new
ones? Before I left New York City, there was a really cool little independent bookstore that had been there since the 60s or something, and so I had gone in there that was in my neighborhood a few times to find some specialty books. I love bookstores. It's just kind of become a thing that you don't see anymore. But apparently bookstore owners are reporting that people are really enjoying going in and just, having a latte, because the coffee aspect is obviously a part of the bookstore community. And then just being able to browse different books and discover authors that they haven't known before, and to not read everything on a screen. People are kind of turning back towards wanting to hold a book.
That old expression, what's old is new again.
Exactly. Yep.
Things get recycled, turned around, and you see a lot of that. I've actually, to sort of bring it around to this world that we're in here, the radio business, since digital started, the digital era, the radio business hasn't tanked. Well, it hasn't been helped by the two huge companies that have bankrupted most of the radio stations in the country. But in terms of coming back around again, we see tons of indications of people going back to radio, more support from advertisers for all kinds of reasons. There are two reasons why the advertisers are more supportive again of radio: because it works and a lot of the digital stuff doesn't. And because people find the digital stuff, I think it's confining in a manner of speaking. You have to have this to make that work, and apps and all that other stuff. And with radio, you just flip a switch. And even if you have some of the technology, like I say from time to time, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. And people listen. Oh, that's how you get what's going on in this program.
That's favorite channel.
Right now. Yes, it is. Because this program is on, Jennifer. So anyway,
well, one of the cool things that they mentioned about this, which is true, and it's not something that I thought about, you can't browse efficiently if you're on Amazon or if you're doing like an online if you're online book shopping at the Barnes & Noble online, whatever. It's not easy to just, if you don't know what you're looking for, it's almost impossible to find something. If you're in a bookstore for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just because you can pull a book off a shelf and read a little bit of it and see if you like it. Browsing in a bookstore actually helps you find what you're looking for in a lot more of an efficient way. So there might be something to that, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I miss that part, actually, from buying a book, because it's different with even clothes. Even though clothes are nice to see in retail, when you have a book in your hands, you go, oh, I'd like to read this. And so many times it's because the cover looks intriguing or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true.
I find, it used to be because they took there was a Barnes & Noble on the corner of the 3rd Street Promenade that I used to love to go to visit in Santa Monica. Upstairs, just fun. I remember they closed it last year, but the first year Miles was around, I went up there and bought 3 or 4 child books, children's books. And
children's books? That's another thing that they highlight as a category that really is selling better in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can see what your child is going to respond to when you're looking at a book.
Yeah. It is. It's just fun. So there's an idea for you for Christmas giving. Go back to the good old days. Remember the moldy, oldy, goody goldies? Those are called books, boys and girls. There they are, books. Speaking of the holidays, today is Holiday Food Drive for Needy Animals, which focuses on collecting animal food to bring to shelters, humane societies, that sort of thing. It's a great effort. Food drives can be set up by individuals, if you like, organizations, like dry and wet cat, dog food, treats, old towels, blankets, also directly donated to organizations today. Holiday Food Drive for Needy Animals. Remember the animals at Christmas time, just the same as those who are in need. The two-legged animals, the four-legged animals, there are just as many in need, frankly. And that's another thing in Peru. Nobody owns a dog, but there are dogs everywhere. They're all over the place. We, every night and in noontime, whenever we were eating, any food that we didn't eat, we would collect. One of the fellows that was in the group would take the food and bring it out and give it to the dogs on the street. As there are so many hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dogs that just are on the street.
Yeah.
And so they locals feed them as well. But it was really one of our interesting efforts. We were very focused on that during that trip down there. All right, speaking of focus, let's focus on television, Jen. I didn't watch any television last night. You know what I did, actually? Last night I went to see a revival, if that's what it is, of Schindler's List. 25 years ago, I remember seeing it, and it's now been re-released because it's the 25th year. Man, I'll tell you something. I didn't sleep well last night after. I actually left the theater before it was over because I'd forgotten how gritty it was. And gritty is, what is that, a euphemism for just horrible. The things the Nazis, it just recreates in my mind, and I don't use this word at all, hatred, but the hatred that people have appropriately. And it follows on our discussion yesterday of the revival, and we've visited this before, skinheads, the Nazis that are growing, have a growing presence in Europe again, the Eastern Bloc countries like Poland, just the hatred for people who are different, and the stuff that Jews went through, my God. So something you think about what you have to be thankful for, how can you work that into the thinking about giving people the right to live their lives as they would and will? That whole business, the business about hatred and the Jews and how they killed them. Ah, my God. Okay, on that unpleasant note, it's important though to remember it. We sometimes forget stuff, and that kind of stuff can't be forgotten. I don't think anyway. Jen, what's tonight looking like?
Well, tonight is looking pretty good on the networks. You've got a brand new night on ABC, The Conners, The Kids Are All Right, Black-ish. Black-ish is actually celebrating Christmas tonight at 9 o'clock, Splitting Up Together at 9:30, and The Rookie at 10 o'clock. This is going to be a tough one because our buddy Nathan Fillion's character is going to shoot somebody, so it's going to be his first time at 10 p.m. on ABC. They say it's an emotional issue, or episode. CBS is new tonight. NCIS is new at 8 o'clock. Their holiday plans are put on hold because of a big crime. FBI is new at 9, and NCIS New Orleans is new at 10. The CW is doing their Elseworlds crossover, so they're on a new night tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by Black Lightning at 9. And on NBC, The Voice, an elimination round. It's getting down to the wire. That's new tonight at 8, followed by some Christmas specials. You've got Darcy Lynn, Hometown Christmas with Kristen Chenoweth. That's at 9 o'clock. And then Hollywood Game Night, all focused on the holidays with Anna Gasteyer at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a good show. I have respect for that. It's a because there are real celebrities on it? Maybe that's one of the reasons.
Most of the time.
Instead of the phony baloney quasi-celebrities you see on those ABC game shows that nobody knows. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Talk time is 53 after the hour on the DJB show. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of a couple of important technical stories, starting with a focus on Instagram, Victoria.
Yes, Instagram has added a voice messaging feature to its direct messages between users. So this allows users to send each other audio messages up to 1 minute long in private and in group chats. And the update is rolling out right now for iPhones and for Androids. And users with the feature can record messages by holding down the microphone button, and it will send automatically when you release the button. So if you don't like how you sound or if you want to edit what you were saying, then all you have to do is slide your finger over to the trash button and it will delete, and then you can start over. Instagram is a little bit late to the game on this because Facebook, which is the parent company of Instagram, they've had voice messaging in their messenger platform for years, but it kind of shows once again that Facebook is taking the things that their younger demographic is responding to and then adding them to Instagram. Some people are arguing that this means it's the end of Instagram because it's turning into Facebook, but actually I would argue it's more the end of Facebook and all the good stuff from Facebook is being transferred over to Instagram because I think Instagram has legs for a really, really long time.
So how does that work? What happens down the road? How do we assimilate what we now know as Facebook, those of us who use it, I have three or four different accounts there, into Instagram.
You mean transferring, if you're a Facebook user, transferring over?
Yeah.
I don't know. Facebook is always, I think, going to be there for an older demographic because it's something that that demographic is comfortable with. They know how it works. They know what to expect from it. And Instagram feels a little like a whole new world. But
yeah.
I do think that for people who are in the middle, there are a lot of people who have Instagram and Facebook. And so I think those people will slowly but surely keep migrating closer and closer to Instagram.
Okay. Got it. Apple Watch's new FDA-approved EKG feature goes live tomorrow. Let's figure out how that's going to work.
The Geek Out. Earlier this year, when Apple announced the new Series 4 Apple Watch, the big feature was the watch's ability to perform a basic EKG. Now, that feature finally went live recently, and it allows the wearer to perform a measurement to detect irregularities in their heartbeat. Now, it's important to note, this is not a full-on EKG like you get in a doctor's office, but the quality's good enough it received approval from both the FDA and the American Heart Association. There's already one user claiming he was convinced the watch was wrong about him having AFib, but his doctor confirmed it, and suggested the watch may have saved his life. The EKG feature is limited to the Series 4 Apple Watch, but it is a free app, and the upgrade is found in the new Watch OS update.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Inspiring, Victoria is. Excellent stories. Here's the next item up for discussion here when we focus on what's going on in technology. Microsoft and the LSAT. Law School Admission Council.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Well,
yes.
What's the law school? What's LSAT?
I know the test.
Yeah, okay. So what are we doing?
So the LSAT is, yes, exactly what you said. It's the law school admission test. And so they are going digital starting in 2019. This is kind of a big, bold move for them. This is one of the most important tests to go on. This is the definitive test to get you into law school. And so after going through, every digital outlet that's on the market, the Law School Admission Council, which governs the LSAT, they decided to go exclusively with Microsoft Surface Go tablets. And the reason for that, they said iPads were too expensive, and iPads have, you know, their software is very proprietary. It's difficult to modify. The cheaper Chromebooks were not of high enough quality for the LSAT. They didn't have enough security stuff. So it turns out Microsoft has now got an exclusive deal with the Law School Admission Council. This will affect every single law school admission across the country. And so they're still deciding if it will still cost $190 to apply, but that will come out next year.
Ah, quite a consideration. All right, thank you, Victoria.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.